Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 1, beginning this new section of this prayer that Paul is praying for his brethren here in the Philippian church. This is a section that verses 9 through 11 is going to be a prayer that he prays for this church here. Today we're going to discuss verse 9, the first verse here. That says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment."
Yeah, and so we were talking about this before we started recording. We're going to look at 9, 10, and 11 in separate episodes, but the first half of 10 really belongs with the idea of verse 9, and the second half of verse 10 belongs with the idea of verse 11. Verse 9 in the first part of 10 is what he's praying for. The second half of verse 10 and 11 is why he's praying that for them. But it's an actually interesting list of what he's praying for that really sets the tone for the entire rest of the letter, what he wants for them. So we mentioned earlier that this idea of prayer that he has, verse 4, every prayer of mine making prayer, we mentioned that's not the normal word for prayer, it's the word for making requests. So what right. are you making requests for us about? Well, there's a list of a few things that he's praying for them or making requests known to God about, and we'll look at the first few of them in verse 9, and then tomorrow we'll look at the rest in verse 10. But the first of which is that your love may abound more and more. He wants them to love one another. This is the agape love. It's the self-sacrificing love, which, again, the theme of Philippians is others before self. This is the kind of love that they need, and we'll get into this a little bit more, but the idea is that it's going to be anchored in truth, so we're not just talking about haphazard mushiness. You know, this is a real concern about others and putting their needs, priorities, wants, desires above our own, which is so necessary in any relationship and is modeled for us best by God through Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, this agape love is probably, I would argue, the most important thing that you need if you're going to put others before self. And so it's very appropriate that this is at the forefront of Paul's prayer for them. If I'm going to put others before self, that has to come from a place of love that says, I want the best case scenario for you, even if that means putting egos and whatever aside.
And then it's going to grow. Yeah. It's going to abound. Mm-hmm. Which the idea behind abound is like overflowing.
Overflowing, yeah.
And then it's going to overflow more and more and more.
Which is what they need right now, because it sounds like that's, you know, maybe running low or empty, at times. So they need love. The second thing here is that they would abound in real knowledge and all discernment. So this idea of real knowledge, we've talked about before that there's two different words for knowledge in the Greek. One has to do more with, just book knowledge, just knowing the facts of something. And then one is more of an experiential knowledge where, that knowledge comes from experiencing something, from, being involved with it, that you've got more of a first basis of what you're talking about. And this word for knowledge here in verse 9 is the second of those, that he says that you would abound in real knowledge and all discernment, that you would understand, that you would experience that kind of love, that you would continue to grow and mature as you should. So abounding more in knowledge and discernment as well.
Yeah, and the idea of knowledge, of course, would be of God's word, to know what is right, what is wrong, what is opinion. Mm-hmm. and what's not opinion.
What we can be flexible on and what
that's
we
right.
can't.
And then the discernment helps with that too. That's the number three on this list. He's praying for love. He's praying for them to have that love with knowledge. And he's praying for them to have discernment, all discernment, or moral insight, or practical application, you know, we might say. So, like we talk about sometimes in our study of the Bible, we got to know what it says, what does it mean, and how does it apply? And this discernment would be the kind of the idea of what does it mean and how does it apply? I want you to have the knowledge. I want you to know what it says, but I want you to know more than just what it says. I want you to know what it means and how does it apply to our life? Because I'm sure if you asked in a poll the church at Philippi who believes that agape love is important, everybody would have raised their hands.
Right.
Now, how many of you are using agape love? Well, obviously none, you know. So there's a difference in knowing what it says and actually applying it and living it in our lives. And that's what he wants them to do. He wants them to not only have love that's based on knowledge, but discern how to use the knowledge that they have to show love to each other in the way that they teach and interact with each other.
Well, and that's still, you know, very applicable today in the idea that, you know, we know what Scripture says, but that doesn't mean that we always apply it. You know, we know the facts of maybe of what's right and wrong and whatever, but that doesn't mean that we always follow it perfectly. And so part of that, well, most of that is discernment, that, you know, where does that apply and fit my life? I know I'm supposed to do these things and not do others, but, you know, when the rubber meets the road, what does that look like? And so applying those kind of things in your life is something that was needed, obviously, in the Philippian church and is still needed today. It's not something that's like a foreign concept that we can't understand because that's something that we can very much relate to as well.
Yep, and there's another thing that he's really requesting that's in that first half of verse 10, but we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah. For today, we'll settle for those three and get into to verse 10 tomorrow. But I hope that this is something that has been encouraging to you, that can inspire you to dive deeper into God's Word in your own time, as we are all looking to grow in our relationship with the Lord, to grow in our love, to grow in our knowledge and our discernment, and to live a life that is approved of God. And to grow in our relationship with Him. We'll see you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.